Jackson Bell, and we love talking to this dude because he has cachet.
He's big.
He's bald.
He's a mutt wall.
Hey, Brad, what's going on, man? How are you?
What's going on, guys? How are you?
Oh, man, we're doing great, brother. It is our goalkeeper, Brad Guzan, joining us here on the WaitFor.com hotline as we get ready for LAFC on Saturday. And before we get a little bit into this game and your expectations, just want to take you back to Minnesota. It's cold, man. It was so cold, wasn't it?
It was freezing. It was freezing. That one, I think, I think that one tops the books in terms of the coldest game ever. That was freezing.
You had a couple of nice saves, but the good news was they kind of kept, even though they had all that time of possession, they did try to make your day a little bit easier, didn't they?
No, definitely. The guys in front of me were awesome on the night. And in terms of the conditions, with everything kind of going against us, obviously having Leandro sent off and playing down a man for as long as we did, they didn't really have any clear-cut chances. And like I said, that's down to the guys in front of me clearing crosses, blocking shots, blocking tackles, and really limiting their chances for sure.
Well, Brad, as we talk about LAFC, and again, I don't know how much you know about them. It seems like they're building their organization the right way, but they have an attacking style, and this could be an interesting contest. The fact that we may not have our midfielders back.
No, I mean I think I was saying it earlier today that they have the similar approach that Atlanta United had last year, in the sense that every game that they play, it's a new experience. It's the unknown for the opposition, right? Because nobody's ever played them. They're a new team. They've only played a handful of games, and they catch people by surprise. So we want to make sure that there aren't any surprises come Saturday night, that we're ready, we're focused, which I know we will be. And as you mentioned, they've got some good players. They've got good attacking options. But at the same time, we're not too shabby ourselves. And so we're going to look to put them under a bit of pressure.
Goalkeeper for your Atlanta United FC, it is Brad Guzan with us here from the U.S. men's national team. A clean sheet, as Carl mentioned, against Minnesota. Yeah, Diego Rossi, Carlos Vela, they got some guys that can definitely put the shots on. How difficult, Brad, when you do have other and new faces coming in? I think we talked to Chris McCann last week. He did a nice job. I mean, having to plug in some new guys in front of you to keep those guys off you.
Yeah, I mean, I think it speaks volumes about our depth in terms of the players and the guys that we have at the club and that are on the team. And they're able to step in and do a job when needed, whether it be, Chris filling in at kind of left center back, if you will, or other guys stepping in. And obviously with Leandro now being suspended and other things kind of going on, we're going to need some guys to step up. And like I said, we know that they're able to. They've done it in the past. They've proven that they're good players. And there's no reason why we should miss a beat. So we're excited. We're not looking at that as any excuse or anything like that. We're ready to go.
Brad, how do you grade yourself? One shutout, 10 saves, 6 goals allowed. You've been doing this a long time. How do you look at the film or look back on a game and grade yourself? And what's that process like?
Yeah, for me, I mean, I'm my biggest critic. I look at every play, whether it be a play where I've affected it in terms of making a save or catching a cross or maybe somewhere where I could have communicated better to my defenders and I don't even end up touching the ball. And between myself and obviously the other goalkeepers, but between myself and Aaron Hyde, our goalkeeping coach, we sit down and we look at all the plays from the weekend before and all the different, situations and instances that happened throughout 90 minutes. And you look to see how you can get better. Like I said, even if it's not making a save, it's how can you affect the play in certain ways?
I guess the good news is you got to wait till you get your turn against the Zlatan. But did you get to see any of the galaxy? I mean, by the way, I felt bad for Tyler Miller. You ever find yourself where you're kind of feeling your team's got possession, you creep up and it's like, oh crap, I got to get back. Here it comes.
Yeah, I've been in those. I've been in that situation probably a few times, and credit to him. Obviously, it's a great strike, but yeah, as a goalkeeper, it's not the best feeling when you find yourself scrambling back into a goal that seems to be the size of the ocean, and you're trying to keep the ball out of it. So it's not a great feeling, but it is what it is. It comes with the territory. It comes with the position.
We're talking with Brad Guzan, our goalkeeper for Atlanta United here on Dukes and Bell. All right, LGP, man, and listen, we know he's not playing. He's out for this game. What do we do there? Who's going to step up in his place? I saw Michael Parker saying, listen, we got a bunch of guys. Chris McCann came on the show last week. He got the Dukes and Bell bounce. Yeah. We're hoping to give it to you this week. But yeah. But who's going to step in there, man?
Yeah, I mean, there's obviously a few different options. You know, that will be down to Tata and the coaching staff in terms of how we set out to play. Whether it be with kind of the same way we've been going, whether we change up our formation a bit. You know, but as you mentioned, Parkey, Chris, you know, these guys are experienced professionals. And when you've got guys stepping in, there's enough guys on the field that whoever does step in, they're able to help these guys and make sure that that transition is as seamless as possible. And like I said, we've got the talent, we've got the guys and the ability to do that.
It is Brad Guzan with us here. Kick at 5 o'clock. You'll hear it on your home of United. Jeff Longshore, Mike Conte with a call on 92.9 The Game. Yeah, Larenowitz gets banged up. Garza is like Mr. Glass. I mean, how's he doing, brother? He's got ice packs on everything. Are we going to see Garza, you think, if you could sneak us a peek?
Yeah, I mean, you know, hopefully. You know, he's obviously a big player for us. He's a warrior. You know, he's obviously had that shoulder problem stemming back from, I think it was the All-Star game last year. So, you know, we want to make sure that one, that he's fit and healthy and making sure that he's able to do his job properly. And then I think if that's the case and the medical staff clear him and whatnot, then I think he'll be good to go. But I think time will tell. Obviously we've got another day or two to hopefully get him and others as healthy as possible.
He's on the waitforward.com hotline, our goalie for Atlanta United, joining us here on Dukes and Bell. You know, Mike and I talked about this after the Minnesota win. I just want to get your take on it. We use the word, it was a gutty win. You know, they grinded it out.
Yeah.
What does that say about this team and its maturity, being able to go on the road and win the way you guys did at Minnesota?
Yeah, I said after the game that it was a huge step forward for us, because when people think of Atlanta United, we're now associated with a certain type of soccer, a certain type of football that we're playing, and it's got to be pretty. The goals have to be extravagant and that sort of thing. And when you go on the road in Major League Soccer, the games are never easy, regardless of who you're playing. And then when you throw in the conditions that we played in, and then to add another twist to it, we have Leandro get sent off early, you know, late in the first half, and we have to play a decent amount of the game, with down a man. The odds are against you, and then to come away with 3 points, it's huge. It's huge for our mentality. It's huge for our team in terms of our belief and our desire to want to win. And I think it's huge for our fan base and people around the league will look at us and say, you know what, they can grind out a win and they can fight. And when their backs are against the wall, they're not just going to kind of, you know, lie down. They want to stand up to the challenge, and we rose to the occasion and we got the result.
Well, again, man, hopefully we can get a clean sheet. It seems like it's going to be a lot of offense, and that's not good news for you, but just need you to do what you always do, brother. Stand on your head and make some saves. The fans will have your back. You know that.
For sure. No, we're excited. We know it's going to be an exciting game for the fans. We know they're going to be behind us. And, yeah, like I said, they've got some good attacking players, but we've got some great ones as well. So I know we're going to come prepared and ready, and we're going to be looking forward for it.
Last thing for me, Brad. I saw the picture on Instagram last weekend after you guys won. What's up with Joseph in that stance, man? Joseph is like the dude that's like, he just got out of jail. He's got that look on his face like, what? What do you want to do? And I was crying. I was crying when I saw the picture that you guys posted. If you haven't seen it, go check it out. It's on Brad's Instagram. But basically, guys took a picture after the game saying another win. And it's a great shot. But I just had to laugh, man. Does that make you chuckle with Joseph's face?
No, definitely. Don't let him fool you guys. You know, he's a big softy at heart. So he gives a hard pose, but, you know, he's a big softy at the end of the day.
Well, they talk a lot of smack up there in the Great White North. Let's maintain that inferiority complex they seem to have with us. Thanks, Brad. Best of luck this weekend, man. Go get him.
Appreciate it, guys. Talk to you later.
Take care, man. That's our goalie, man. And we love this dude. He's been very courteous and kind with us. Hung out with us when we were up in Nashville. He's getting the job done, man. Sky's the limit for this team.
But we're going to need Brad to be one of the best goalkeepers in the league, which is what he is, because if you guys have been following LAFC, a lot of similarities, man. They got young South American stars, an attacking style. You got Bradley, the coach, former U.S. men's national team skipper. It's going to be a lot of fun. And hopefully the weather accommodates so we can have a good tailgate down there. We'll see you at Mercedes-Benz on Saturday. Who?